The following was recorded on Reish Chodesh Elul Tavshin Ayin Zayin at the Siyum of Igud HaMlamdim's Chinuch course.
Kvod Rabbanim, Ma'agnim, Kvod Rav Rottenberg. Chalonim Dabroche, V'inayim Avay Elokeinu, Oleinu, Shetishra Shechinen Ma'is Yadeinu. Chinuch is Azach, Mekein Greiten and Greiten and Greiten, but till we find ourselves in the trenches, you have to know that all the theories that we learned has to be adapted to your situation. And many times I have him, I get to shoot him in the field, and he went to a course, and they couldn't adapt. It's not for me, but these are advices that are over the head. You have to know and learn. You hear a course, you learn for whatever, 6 weeks, whatever, but you have to know that everything has to be adapted to your situation. You can modify it according to your yeshiva, according to your class, according your situation. Let me ask you a question. And a question that I probably posed many years. And the question is, why don't we make a bracha on chinuch? Vishinantim levanech as a mitzvah. So every magachir comes to this class in the morning, before he starts saying any dvar teir, he should say, Baruch atah Hashem alakeinu melech ha'olam, and say, Lechanech asat shachyanu, tvimach ha'shekedishonu, and say, Lechanech asat
shachyanu.
Okay, that should come from the Talmud, not from the Rav.
It's not a Selvig.
But I would say, I would use this line and say, the answer might be, based on the same answer that the Rashbi gives. The Rashbi gives in Shuvas Yudches, why don't you make a bracha on Tibet Av, on Zdoke? And he answers that everything, any mitzvah that's told by the Chedim, we don't know how the person is going to receive it. And if the father doesn't want a cup of coffee now, or the only doesn't want a tzedakah now, you have a kind of mitzvah. So he said, he gives an answer of a list of mitzvahs why you don't make a bracha. And the same thing could be bechinuch. We don't make a bracha because it's not us, it's the makabel. Being said that, there's a line or phrase in English you could have. You're talking about the time, he asked, you're answering him. So we have here a phrase that's many times mentioned in the English world, and perhaps also maybe was mentioned as well. There's a difference between teaching a subject and teaching a student. Am I teaching a subject, chagunum ha'chumish, chagunum ha'mishnayis, or whatever subject you'll be teaching, I'm teaching a subject, or I'm teaching the student. So if the student have to make sure to find a way to get through whatever I have to get through to him. And that's why I'm sure we've spoken of here that a melamed, a mechanech, is an all-encompassed thing. It's not only the typical subject that he's dealing with, and something out of his subject, he say it's not for me. So if we're talking about teaching a student, it's all because it's all engaged in the Kabbal. And if the Kabbal is not accepting it, you shorten the mitzvah. So it can be an answer, not you don't make a bracha. But if it's all about me, I taught the Gemara, I prepared the Gemara, I prepared the Mishnah, the Chumash, I know the Rashi, and I did all my good, so I did my job. But that's not what it's all about. It's all about the student, how the student accepts it. And knowing that it's an all-encompassed thing, you have to know that there's many things that make a boy, make a student accessible to listen to what you have to hand. You have sometimes many talmidim that from one magachir that listens, from the other magachir, it's like a blank. There's a blank door here, from him I'm not going to listen to anything. Why? Is it a subject? No, the same chumash rashi, the same kitzur shenorach, or the same piece of gemara which he feels boring, but this teacher he listened, the other one not. Why? Because the chemistry, something that he looks at that teacher, he wants to get every word that he has to say. So there should be certain things that we have to do to get that out of the Talmud. And I want to say some kind of thing, sometimes a little practical. I don't know, it takes certain times of Parshat Zachar. But let me start off with a story. A personal, and something that happened to myself. Many of you here who are Talmidim know that I lived as I was a Rav in Central America, and I came back over here. And then I had different moises that offered me a position as a Manal. And when I went a certain moise out of town to see an interview, so they sent me to a vat. And the people in the vat says to me, why do you want to go into chinuch? Chinuch is the most difficult position a person could choose. Why, he says to me? Because if you want to become an electrician, I'm not an electrician, I don't know how to do it. If you want to become a diamond schleifer, a diamond cutter, I cannot give you any advice on how to cut the diamond. There's a limited amount of people. But chinuch, everybody has a say. This is what he tells me. Either because there's a young couple that the first 2 years after marriage, the wife was a kindergarten teacher, so she knows how to deal with chinuch. Or the best scenario, you know who your teachers were in your 18 years, and you know which one are the good ones. Everybody has a say who's good and not good in chinuch. Well, in other professions, not that way. So we have to know that we're getting into a position that everybody has a say about it. The kids have a say. A number of years ago, one of my Gedishurim came to me with a clipping of a newspaper in Israel, and a new teacher, he decided he's quitting. And he said, why are you quitting? I said, why am I quitting? This is what says in the clipping. He said, why am I quitting? Because I'm supposed to teach the children, but look what's happening. This child tells his father what he wants. The father tells the principal, or tells the board. The board tells the principal, and the principal tells the teacher what to do. And I have to tell the kid what to do when he runs the whole world? So I quit. It might sound a little funny, but sometimes it is like that. Sometimes parents, other side of the school, take sides before even listening to the teacher. The teacher is always put on the stand before listening, because some people would say, you have to make the child happy. He's not happy, there's something wrong with you. These are problems we're getting into. It's not this, it's a bunch of problems. And I want to, back to the beginning here, we have this, there's a Gemara in Tainus. I'm sure maybe it was mentioned here. Gemara says, Av Chesem and Aleph. Starts Chesem and Aleph, then Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says, if you find a Talmud that is learning his Kosher of Kibarzel, as Gatensteiner Kopp, so you know, the Gemara gives a few reasons. If you Madame Rava said, you know the reason is? Because his Malamed did not show him a Sefer part of the office, didn't show him a smile. It might pass through the Gemara. And you might say the other opinion is more important, but Rava said, Rava was not in the Gemara. If you don't smile on a child, then that makes a blockage on him. And he can't hear from you anything. He can't finish telling him. You're the other side of the table. You're somebody that doesn't want to listen to you. So first thing is, we have to know that coming in the morning, you see some certain lamb coming in the morning, Agut Morgen, Boker Tov, and you have that smile, that opens up. And you know, there's certain lamb in Bateva, or certain teachers, or certain camp directors, you speak to camp director, they have a klal that the first day of camp, there has to be somebody who's been sent out of a lineup. With Shreit, they take one guy to be sent out of the lineup, back to the bunk, because he wants to instill fear. Is that the right thing? Why don't you look at what we say in Tanya, Perek Zayin? The Gemara says, there have to be a milsa de b'dichase, a batcher abonon, and then the rest of these people learned. So it has to be that kind of, milsa de b'dichase does not mean a joke. It means a glaive vertel, which is something which can make amusing, open your mind. But the tabat vol, when you ask a scientific fact from a doctor, will tell you, when a person is in fear, his mind closes up. We have to open his mind. Harchovas Hadas, the Rabbeim had Harchovas Hadas. How? When there was something good, I tell him it with golden rendlach. Hotzach, he's not the maimer andish. And sometimes we look more to instill the fear. State the Chazal, you have to have fear. You have to have fear. The Talmud has to have fear. It's a felt him the nefesh moed. If he's not running saliva off his lips, is I got the shaili? Why not? But I want to suggest something. In Tanya is mentioned that there is Yira. But then it's Yidah Pnimis. In Tanya, then in the Trebbe Siddur, in the Siddur Dach, Bakrish Mishamita, Yidah Pnimis made Busha. A Talmud should be embarrassed to do something in front of your Rebbe. But does that mean you have fear that he's going to get punished? And as it's for Klemt, and he can't open his mouth, he can't open his mind? I think that's not the right approach. It has to be the opening of the heart, that should be the beginning, the good morning. Saying that, I want to mention something a little particular, but I don't want to, sometimes, unfortunately, a magachir, a malamid, a machanach doesn't show his way of act to when he comes into class, is not dignified. He doesn't stand there, maybe he's beyond Misnagish Shtel, but at Dabstem Tashtel. In other Misnagish Moses, he would have his tie, Siddiq. And sometimes the typical scenario of a Melamed, of a Chassidish Melamed, is of a Batlin, and he has his shirt, not clean. I think it's important for the Talmud to see, just like Lehavdil, when his father goes out to work to an office, he's dressed, as you say today's time, dressed like $1 million, and Melamed of Ragin in class, showing dignified. That you are somebody important. And it shows in your dress, it shows in your walk, your talk. Not to make yourself Billy. Sometimes we don't tend to do that. I'd like to mention a story that happened about probably 20 years ago. Sunday Chanukah. Every yeshiva has off Sunday Chanukah. So the Welt Shavuot, the Welt Zot, you know, why did the yeshiva give off Chanukah from Seder? So the Welt Shavuot, you have to give off. So I happened to be by a distant relative of my wife. I was by a bris Sunday Chanukah in Tel Vadas. I love to say the story, as I said to my mind and my Gemishurim pretty often. And by the bris, they honored a person and they called him up, not a machava sefer, not a rav meir ro. Yeah, they called a kibbut, this is melamed that I already taught Parshas Vayikra to dry hit the Talmidim. And it get clapped. My heart warmed. Alavai would see it here. Many here learned a Mishnah with Mitzvifel. Make a chesh, if you have 25 Talmidim to a class, in 4 years, you have 100 Talmidim. How many Talmidim you have? Did somebody give up to Erech that you taught a Mishnah to 100 Talmidim? But it's long of the hearts. We have to get that point. True, it's not, this is the call, but I think it has to be both ways. It has to be as Mefiltzich Kovadik, you feel dignified, honored, the way you walk, the manner, to come across to the Talmidim in a positive way, again, it has to be Yidah, but it has to be more of the Primi Yidah, the Yidah is vicious. But there are many details to work out. I wasn't called here to say a whole Shir in Chin, or just to say Yishuk Bracha, but I'd like to say, Nachamo, it's a Merdendike Achrayis and Schus. It's not only a Glach Vertel. The future is in our hands. The future is in our hands. The future of Klal Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, of Frumer Kinder. Unfortunately, we see many more than before that they're Talmidim and they don't make it through the whole system. They don't make it through by the age of marriage, but they don't make it through the whole system. Some of them go away, Mechateisa. Some of them go away with such a hatred. They remind themselves when they were 20 years old, something that happened when they were 5 years old, when they were 8 years old. So you can't blame yourself, but we have to do things that Yiddishkeit, Torah Mitzvah, will sein a geschmacke Sach and a levitige Sach. And I'm going to include one word before the bracha. Moshe Feinstein, who was a Pesach Ador in America years ago, he has also drushes, and he says the following. He says that how come the first generation of American Jewry that came to the United States lost their kids? Their kids became fried. Why? So he says, the reason is because the father came home, nach Hashver, and took Arbet, and says, oh, it's a Shver Zanayid. Came Shabbos, Shver Zahid and Shabbos. Buying kosher, it's hard to keep kosher. Out to Shver. And the kind, Evel Shver, he wants an easy life. Evel Shver. So he says, I'll drop the system. So he suggested, anything Yiddishkeit, if you portray it as Shver to the Talmidim, they don't want that. They said that is a word that's mentioned from Mechanech, and I saw the Pramamish where I practice myself. When you come to a difficult places, so there's two ways how to do it. One way you say to Talmidim Hakdomer, Chevre, dos ha-shver toises. Or like the others, the Sprach in the Gemara, the Shiv Shibrach, they say, toises da baichol, big toises. Head to two, du shver toises. You know what's going to happen? The bottom of the class is Glach Miyaj. You told me to shver toises, I'm not to shver. I'm not just, if it's something straight up for me. So already you lost that part of the class. But when you say, Chevre, it appears difficult. As cooked is, says Nish, you see, God's not difficult, and you'll see how everybody can understand it. And have everybody listen to you. Let's not make Torah difficult. Let's make it happy. Let's have the Talmidim enjoy it. Maybe she'll help from us. Maybe she'll nachas from under the kinder, on the end of class, and under the Talmidim. And talk is then the nachas, as was the kinder then, wachsen ganz in a fuller klassen. I have my own class. I have a picture of my own first grader with 30 Talmidim. I probably only know one who's around. I don't know where they are now. But they're saying this, Lama Zen, as Allah wachsen zusammen, and see the Hemshech, Dalis, Ad Bez Gyotzeh.